Amen, amen. As we prepare our hearts and our minds for the reading of Scripture today, I want to share a special word about our message today, and that is that Pastor David and I will be preaching together this morning. And if you're thinking, wow, I've never seen that at CUMC here before, it's okay, neither have we. We're going to do it together today. David will get the message started, I'll fill in the middle, and he'll wrap it up for us. So it's going to be a great day of new adventures here at Christ UMC. So we're excited to share in that this morning. Our scripture lesson today comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. It's printed on the inside of your bulletin if you'd like to follow along. But hear now the Word of God. At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Megan. How many of y'all know this guy? Y'all know him? How many of y'all are him? Maybe a her. But how many of you recognize a person that takes everybody's burdens on yourself, thinks you have to fix everything, you have to make it right? Sometimes you work so hard to make it right, by the time you finish making it right, guess what it is? Wrong. Because when I attempt to make it right, when I'm trying to fix it, when I'm trying to make it right by my standards, by my understanding of things, by my way of seeing things, I typically mess it up so bad that I end up like this. I've got the world on my shoulders. I'm hurting. I can't get anything right. I go home, and I usually say something to Mary Lynn that isn't what you ought to say to your spouse. And she looks at me and she says, "And when did that become my fault?" Anybody know this conversation? Yeah, you're laughing because it's better to laugh than cry. And that's us. Isn't that us? The church does the same thing. We try to fix the church. Good luck. I don't care what church it is. The leader of the church has to be God. And if the leader of the church is not God, the church is going the wrong way. If God's not in charge, if God's not the central focus of everything we're doing, then the church is burdened down by the weight of that stone. Now, what is the stone? Talk about it just for a second. Think about it. What weighs you down? What have you thought about this week more than anything else? And on what level was it happy or joyful or glad? And on what level did it simply just make you tired? If you read this little part of 28, if you've not figured out by now, we're focusing on 28 and following. "Come to me, all that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. But the key to this is not the rest part. The key to this is come to me. I want you to think about it. Fixing God's church is an impossible task. Fixing yourself will never work. Come to me.
Jesus starts with one command here, come to me. And then as we turn to verse 29, we see two more. Take my yoke upon you. Now see, I grew up on a cattle farm in western Pennsylvania, so I had to just pick this image right here. This is a yoke. He says, come to me all who are carrying heavy burdens, and he knows that that's you and me. He knows that that's all of us. And then he gives this specific command, take my yoke upon you. Now you see, a yoke is a harness that literally connects two things together. So Jesus is saying, connect with me. Harness yourself with me. Come to me, you who have heavy burdens, and share in this journey with me. Know that you don't have to do it alone. Know that this is not all on you. But come to me, take on my yoke as we share in this journey together. And then Jesus follows this up with another command. And learn from me, he says. Now, I've been out of school for a few years now and loving that. Some people love school. I love it when I'm in it and I love it when I'm out. Some of y'all in the summertime who work in schools might feel that way too. But I think about what it means to learn. And there's a lot of different ways that we learn in here. Some of us are visual learners. I'm very much a visual learner. I like pictures. I like charts. I like all of those things. Some of us learn more by hearing. Some of us learn by writing. There's many, many different ways that we learn. Some of us learn just enough to make it to that exam on Friday and pass it, right? And then we forget everything after that. Who all remembers all those things you learned in trigonometry or calculus, right? I don't remember all that stuff, I confess. But there are lessons that I have learned along the way from teachers and mentors and other folks that have stuck with me. And I think that's what Jesus is hinting at here. Don't learn from me just so that you'll make it to the end of that heavy burden and pass that exam. No, this is not about a test. This is about the lifelong journey of faith. And how do we learn from the ones who calls us to come to him? Who calls us to learn from him? Who calls us to harness ourselves with him so that we might not go on this journey alone, so that we might not feel this weight upon our shoulders just with ourselves? How do we learn from the ones who looked at each of us and called us to a childlike faith, to learn with new eyes every morning? How do we learn from the one who scooped that mud out of the ground and healed folks with it, helping the blind to see again? How do we learn from the one who healed those who were so far on the margins, pushed out to the edges of society, calling them in and helping us to see that we're all one big family. And as different as we may be, we share this journey together. This is the type of learning that Jesus calls us to. Not one that we learn just for a moment, but one that stays with us and impacts us, so that as we go out into this world, we might be yoked with Christ. We might be connected with Him so dearly and so earnestly that the lessons that He teaches us day and day and time again would impact us every day for the rest of our lives.
So you see the yoke, and you hear what it means to be together, to work together. Gentle and humble at heart. Rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. All two sermons of me that you've been around me, you found out now that I like to end with a different kind of picture. This is a dude here. You gotta like. I picked it for all the Tennessee fans, by the way. Just let you know that. I did that personally. But look at the man. Got his sunglasses on. Got his crochet shorts with his diaper. He's laid back in the pool on his float. Have you ever seen anybody that relaxed before? For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Look at it. Look at him. Come on. Look at him. When's the last time that was you? Now you're saying, now, David, I'm never going to fit on that float. Well, I'm not either. I'm never going to wear those sunglasses. And I just got news for y'all mail-ins not letting me out of the house with a diaper on. At least not yet. But I want you to think about it. Life is hard enough without us making it harder. There's enough bad things happen in life without us go looking for them. And yet we got folk who look for bad stuff. Now none of y'all do, amen? Oh, that was quiet. Think about the process. When's the last time you just simply read the Bible and enjoyed it? Why, the Bible's there for study. Why, the Bible's there to pay attention to. Why, the Bible's there to look at improved direction and theology and all those things. I'm the opposite of Megan. If Marilyn would let me go back to school tomorrow and never do anything but attend school again, see ya. I love to learn. Learning for me is what you do as a lifelong project. You know, I want to be in school. I'd go back to tomorrow. I got another class I want to take. There's a class in practical, theological, ethical training I'd love to go take tomorrow. Amen. Anybody want to go with me? Yeah, I can see y'all excited. But I would go. But sometimes, wouldn't it be nice? I know you're not supposed to do this in church, and I may get defrocked right after the end of this next moment. But sometimes wouldn't you like just to hear my yoke is easy and my burden is light and just lay down? Isn't this nice? Now, if I get up and you're all laid down asleep, it's my fault. Who's going to get me up now? So, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be good just to come to church and enjoy the moment of God? Because worship at its best, is an encounter with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And nobody ever encounters God without being changed. You cannot possibly know God and not have a life-changing experience if you encounter God in prayer, in worship, in singing, in any kind of music. If you encounter God person to person, you will be changed. Amen. So when you walk out of here today, let me ask you a question. And I'm going to ask you to ask yourself. Have you encountered God, and have you been changed, and is your yoke and burden easier? Because if the answer is yes, we worshiped. If the answer is no, we met together. See the difference? Are y'all thinking, he's preached twice, he's walked the aisles both times, he's laid in the floor with the children and wondered if he could get up, and now he's laid in the pew. And yes, I'm taking it easy on y'all. Because friends, the best way to make your burden light is to preach about Jesus, to breathe in the very air of the Holy Spirit, and to see God transform lives, to see people accept Christ as their personal Savior, and to watch change occur because God is present in this room. Amen? So what am I asking y'all to do? I'm asking you to enjoy God, to enjoy the Holy Spirit, to practice your faith with the enjoyment of knowing God loves you, and to know that when you put that yoke on, we're going to see if I can do this. We'll see just how untalented I am with a clicker. Oh, I got it. When you put your yoke on, the other side of the yoke, God has it on. And then you get to be that dude. I offer this to y'all for Megan and I together in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. Because without the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we have no hope. The altar is open as we sing. Come if God leads you. If you need to accept Christ as your personal Savior, we'd like to help you do that. We'll tell you about Him. If you just want to come and pray, come and pray. If you want us to pray with you, raise your hand. And one of us will join you. Amen? Let's enjoy them as they sing one more time for us. This is our invitation.